Sechet Bikurim Perak Aleph Mishnah Aleph Yesh Mevim Bikurim Bikurim Mevim Beloy Kurim Yesh Seinam Mevim. There are those that bring Bikurim and also read the parsha of Bikurim, which is the parsha of Arami Ovid Ovid. As somebody who is going to Shivat Hamina, seven types of produce that Eretz Yisrael is praised for, he would bring the first fruits to Yerushalayim, to the base of Migdash, and give it to the Kohanim. And he would read the parsha of Arami Ovid Ovid. And there are those that not only bring the Bikurim, but also read the parsha. While there are those that would bring Bikurim, but would not read the parsha. And there are those that don't bring Bikurim at all. Elu she'enem avin. The following people do not bring Bikurim at all. Hamutea letoshala, v'hibrech letosha yachid osho rabin. Somebody who plants in his own property, but he is mavrich one of the branches into somebody else's property or into a public property. For example, if he plants grapevine, he takes one of the branches of the vine and he digs a hole from his property into his neighbor's property, and he extends the vine through the hole and it sticks out into his neighbor's property, and some grapes grow from his vine in his neighbor's property. Or he does the same thing into the Rishus HaRabim. He extends the vine into the Rishus HaRabim, and then some grapes grow from the vine in the Rishus HaRabim. Those grapes that grow in his friend's property or in the Rishus HaRabim, he would not bring Bikurim from those grapes. And even though those grapes are growing from his vine, but since they are growing in somebody else's property or in a Rishus HaRabim, he would not bring Bikurim from those grapes. B'chein ha-mavrach mitosh ha-yachid o mitosh ha-rabim l'toch shalo. And so too, somebody who plants some vines in somebody else's property or in a Rishus HaRabim, and he takes one of the vines and he digs a hole and he extends the vine through the hole, and then the vine comes out in his own property and some grapes grow in his own property. In this case also, he would not bring Bikurim from those grapes. And since the vine was planted in somebody else's property or in the Rishus HaRabim, he is puzzled from Bikurim. Hanutea letoch shalo, v'hibrech letoch shalo, v'derech ha-yachid, v'derech ha-rabim be'emsa. Hareza ena maybe. Somebody who plants in his own property and he is mavrich a branch into an adjacent property that he has, but in between the two properties there's a derech ha-yachid, a private road, or a derech ha-rabim, a public road that's in the middle between the two adjacent properties. He would not bring Bikurim from the grapes that grow on that farm. And even though he was mavrich it into his own property, it's just an adjacent property, but since the vine extends its way underneath a derech ha-yachid or a derech ha-rabim, so the vine is not totally in his property, it's partially underneath a derech ha-yachid or a derech ha-rabim, and therefore he would not bring Bikurim from the grapes that grow on that vine. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, is that maybe? Rabbi Yehuda holds in this last case he would bring Bikurim from the produce. Even though Rabbi Yehuda admits you would not read the parsha of Arami Ovid Avi, since part of the vine is underneath a derech ha-yachid or a derech ha-rabim, but you would bring Bikurim from the produce. The reason being is that you have rishus, you have the right to extend your vine underneath a derech ha-yachid and a derech ha-rabim. Therefore, since the produce was planted in your rishus, and you're also mavrich it into an adjacent rishus that also belongs to you, and you have rishus, you have the right to extend the vine underneath the derech ha-yachid or the derech ha-rabim. So therefore, it's considered as if the vine is totally in your rishus, and you would bring Bikurim from the produce, just you would not read the parsha of Arami Ovid Ovi. Sechet Bikurim Perak Aleph Mishnah Beis Me'eza Tam Eino Mevi. For what reason does he not bring Bikurim from his vine? This is referring back to the previous Mishnah that we discussed, cases in which the vine was extended into somebody else's property or into Rishus HaRabim. And the Mishnah said that he does not bring Bikurim from the grapes of that vine. And in this Mishnah we're asking, what is the reason that he would not bring Bikurim from the grapes of a vine that has been extended out of his Rishus? Mishum Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Reishis Bikuri Admasa, the first of the Bikurim of your land. And Chazal went out from this pasuk, Achiyahu Kohat Gidulim Me'ad Maschah. You only bring Bikurim if all of the Gidulim, the entire growth, is from your land. As opposed to a case where the vine is extended out of your land, where some of the growth is from somebody else's property or from Rishus HaRabim. In such a case, you would not bring Bikurim from the grapes of that vine. Harisim v'achakarek, v'asikrikim v'akasim, en mevien me'oso atah, Mishum Shanem Areshis Bikuri Ad Maschah. An Ares is a sharecropper. He works on somebody else's land and takes a percentage of the crops. A hawkier is somebody who's leasing land. He keeps the crop for himself, but pays a fixed amount per year to the owner of the land. A Sekrikan is a murderer. Sekrikan stands for Set Karka Behenicheni. Take this land and let me off. Somebody who's afraid to be murdered by this person will give that person land so that he should not be murdered. But he plans eventually on taking that person to Din and getting the land back. And a goblin is a thief. None of these people would bring Bikurim from the first fruits of the land for the reason that we stated above, because the prophet says, Rashis Bikurei Admascha, the first of the Bikurim of your land. And this land does not belong to them, as an Aris and a Hawker are working on somebody else's land, while the Sekrikan and the Goblin have stolen land. And therefore, since the land does not belong to them, it is not regarded as Admascha, it's not their land, and therefore the Dinim of Bikurim would not apply.